Last year, when Carolyn Bowling needed a job, she trolled Monster and Career Builder for something in retail or customer service. She put in 4 applications.
2 of them were applications that I put in through email. And then the other 2, I mailed those in.
She got no response. Then she found an ad in a local newspaper for her dream job. Racing USA, the nation's largest online NASCAR merchandiser, was looking for a customer service manager. Now, Bowling is a huge NASCAR fan. Her office is plastered with Jimmy Johnson pictures. He's on teddy bears, clocks, calendars, mouse pads, you name it. But before she could even submit a resume, Racing USA required Bowling to record a 2-minute voicemail message explaining why they should hire her.
The ad was very specific in what they wanted, knowledgeable with Word and Excel and Access.
Bowling spent hours plotting what she would say, and it paid off. Out of 200 applicants, she got the job. Her voice message was erased shortly after she was hired, but there are plenty of less successful applicants still littering the voicemail vault.
If you hire me, I promise not to misplace any orders for Jimmy Johnson items. I promise not to try to speak Spanish when dealing with Juan Pablo Montoya's merchandise. I promise not to squeal with delight.
Bit of overkill for a stock clerk position, according to Racing USA President David Carrington. He's got a pretty clear idea of what he's looking for.
If someone would say, my name's Bill Jones and I'm interested in the job, delete. My name's Susie Q, please give me a call back, delete. I've heard parakeets in the background. I've heard husbands saying, don't tell them that. I've heard wives say, you better get this job. I've heard kids screaming.
Carrington says the economy has created a window of opportunity for small business owners like him. There are lots of highly qualified people looking for work. Normally, it would take a couple of days to go through hundreds of paper applications, but Carrington says the voice message system whittles that down to just a few hours.
I have never heard of that being used.
Fred Rogan has worked in HR for more than 30 years and teaches at Samford University. He thinks voicemail screening is a bad idea.
It's so one-dimensional. There's not any other consideration given to the entire person and their experience and their education.
A lot of people agree with Rogan. Here's a sample of responses from an online message board that asked whether people would use an automated phone screening system.
The hiring process is already dehumanized. Why add more humiliation and torture to it?
If an actual person cannot be bothered to talk with me, then this company is not one that I'm interested in joining.
Still, Racing USA's David Carrington says it makes his job easier, so he's going to keep using it, which leaves me with just one more question. Give me your 2-minute statement of why you think you're qualified for this job.
Surely, I started the company. That's why I'm I own it.
For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.